Welcome to day 14 of our 14 days of prayer and fasting. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Day. He is risen. He is risen indeed. I want to take some time to congratulate you on finishing these 14 days. I believe that God has been doing wonderful things in and through you during this time. This morning, we're going to study about Jesus' resurrection. And I know that you read through John's revelation vision of New Jerusalem this morning in your reading. But now I just want to take a little bit of time and help you think about what comes next. Because as you take times to reset of these times of prayer and fasting, oftentimes it's easy to leave them and to not really take what you've learned with you. So a few things I want to encourage you to do coming out of these 14 days to take this Easter. And first of all, write down the biggest takeaways you've had over the last 14 days. What are the big things that God has taught you about yourself, about Him, about what's going on, about how then you should live? Second, I want you to, as you think about those things, I want you to think through how you might create an Ebenezer stone of your own. What I mean by that is in the Old Testament, when something significant would happen, when God would do something magnificent, or people wanted to remember something, oftentimes they would take a stone and they would mark a stone of remembrance, an Ebenezer stone. My hope is that it doesn't have to be a rock, it can be anything, but that you would have something in your life that would remind you of what God has been teaching you and what you've been learning during this time. The second thing I want you to do is I want to encourage you to make a resolution. Resolve, how might you live differently based on what you've learned during this time of prayer and fasting? Maybe it's that you want to make fasting a regular part of your life. Maybe it's that you want to take more time each day and devote it to prayer. Maybe it's that you want to read God's word with a new vigor, feasting on it, enjoying it. Finally, I want to encourage you to share with others what God has been doing in your life. Not only will it be something that it encourages you to be able to share it with others, but it will encourage them as well. It will help build them up in their faith. It will help them see how they might grow and how they might learn in the same ways. I'm praying that God would continue to work in and through you, and that these 14 days are just the start of catapulting you into a new reality in your faith, into a new space where you are loving and trusting Jesus with everything that you have. I want to pray for you right now as we finish this time, that God would continue the good work that He started in you for His glory. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you, God, that you have been with us. Lord, that you never leave us, that you never forsake us. Thank you for what you've done in our hearts in these last 14 days. Jesus, I ask that you would move in us. Lord, that you would speak to us. Lord, that you would speak through us. Lord, that you would help us to delight in you. And Lord, to live our lives completely for you. Lord, I pray that as we celebrate Resurrection Sunday this day, that our hearts would long long for you above all else, that we would sing for joy to you, that we would live our lives completely and totally for your glory. Lord, I pray that you would fill us with your spirit this morning and this day as we move forward. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a good day.